This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and still the greatest nation despite the fact that we have a not-so-great new trend, at least many of us might think it's not so great, of cursing more. How do we know? There are actually scientific methods of people who monitor the internet, who monitor social media, who monitor conversations in a business context over Zoom and other electronic means. And there are a lot more words that that would actually be considered in former days just totally unacceptable that are now part of our life. What is going on? There's an interesting piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that says by Anna Marie Chaker. She says that basically we are cursing more, no doubt about it. And why? It's because of the blankety-blank pandemic. And depending on what you use for blankety-blank, once upon a time, saying GD pandemic would be utterly unacceptable. Do you remember that, Jeremy? We had affiliates, and it wasn't me. We had a guest. We had an affiliate years ago, and you remember which one. And we had a guest on who said GD. And there was an extreme complaint from the station manager who couldn't believe that we let the GD phrase go out over there. I try to avoid it. Don't always do so successfully. In any event, this piece in Wall Street Journal begins by saying, in November, Jay Rosenthal unexpectedly found himself uttering a curse word at his children's school. He's on the board there, must be a private school, and he and some fellow board members were touring impressive new classrooms for the first time. Holy S-word, he exclaimed, duly impressed. It's not language he would have used before the pandemic, but he says the two-year slog has pulled his guard down and made him more casual in many of his interactions. Part of it's Zoom, he says. He has spent hours in virtual meetings with co-workers and school board members, staring into people's kitchens and living rooms while their pets and children walk by. Hope most family members who walk by are dressed. The old boundaries between work and home have blurred, reducing formalities and often forging foxhole bonds during difficult times. Now, this is interesting. Once upon a time, there was a very clear standard. There was a way you behaved at work, which would be largely more prescribed by rules and dressing standards, and then the way you were at home, where, yeah, people at home, sometimes, my father, may he rest in peace, was famous for lounge around in their underwear. You can't do that at work. But would it apply to cursing more freely at home than cursing at work? Of course, if you say bad language at home, it won't get you into trouble unless you have children at home and you're trying to discourage them from using bad language and then you do it. But yes, inappropriate language can get you in all kinds of trouble at work. Do you remember how much the nation was tormented over the issue of Clarence Thomas mentioning to Anita Hill a particular kind of hair on a Coke can? And, okay, in home conversation that might embarrass you, but it's not going to come up in your confirmation hearings years later. Pandemic stress, the melding of personal and professional spheres, and an exhausted slide toward casualness are making many of us swear more. It's a perfect swearing storm. It's a perfect GD. MF Swearing Storm, says Michael Adams, a linguist at Indiana University Bloomington. Mentions of F-word, S-word, and the A-word, or related variations, rose 41% from full year 2019 to 2021 through the end of November on Facebook, and 27% on Twitter, according to Storyful, a news and intelligence agency. Storyful is owned, by the way, by News Corp, that also owns Fox News. Denver-based Inversoft Incorporated, a clean-speak, profanity-filtering software, which is used by companies that host online communities and other discussion forums, says the volume of filtered words, these are words that they mark out and take out of these communications, that the volume of filtered words has more than tripled in the past 18 months. Now, that's a very significant change. Why is that going on? Tracy Brady, a communications executive in Boston, says cursing is the yoga pants and Uggs of language. In other words, something that has just developed during the pandemic. Swearing can activate a natural defense against pain, says Richard Stevens. Oh, please. He is a psychologist at Keele University in the UK. He studied the effect of emotional language on pain management. His 2009 study found that undergraduates were able to submerge their hands in ice water for 40 seconds longer on average when they uttered a curse word of their choice repeatedly. F, 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 while you're trying to keep your hand in ice water. By arousing part of the nervous system and elevating the heart rate, cursing induces a stimulation, he says, that can have a pain-alleviating effect. Dropping a curse word here and there can also demonstrate comfort with someone else. It's something you're not supposed to be doing, but you trust them, says Dr. Adams. It is a sign of intimacy. Do you really believe that a curse word is a sign of intimacy? Look, there's no one in the world that I'm more intimate with than my wife. And I don't think she uses tough language at all. I generally try not to. But the idea that you, when you're feeling intimate with someone, you're going to use curse words more? Does that go with romance? Nothing says love like the freely deployed F-word. Tracy Brady, a communications executive in Boston who has found herself swearing more during the pandemic, likens the relaxing of language to a parallel relaxation of how we dress now. During a recent work call from home, Ms. Brady overheard her two teenage sons squabbling in the kitchen about a takeout order. The 13-year-old accused the 14-year-old of having forgotten a condiment on purpose. "What the F," said one. "You're such an effing A-word," said the other. Ms. Brady ran upstairs to break up the fight, intending to reprimand the children about swearing. Instead, she blurted out, "What the F is going on here? I came running to yell at them about cursing, but that then slipped." Is it worthwhile trying to police language? What's interesting to me is how sort of free and very profligate distribution of the F word in particular prevents you from having to think of the right word, because you can use that word for anything. An adjective, a verb, certainly a noun, I mean, anything at all. Try to avoid it here, and I'm not even sure if the FCC still will fine people for that kind of deployment. I mean, particularly given Sirius XM satellite radio and cable TV alternatives, this whole idea of banning the F-word from public communication That's not going to work during the pandemic or any other time. We'll be back with where people are going and where people are leaving in the United States. Come. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Email came in that is related to the conversation that we were just enjoying about the increase, apparently registered scientifically, in swearing, in tough language particularly during the pandemic. The email is from Joan. I am not sure where she is writing from. But she says, first, I need you to know that I am African-American and I am Republican. Yay. So that you won't attribute what I'm about to say to being otherwise. Okay, so what's she about to say? She's about to say this. I listen to your radio program every day, and I agree with your take on most every topic at least 95% of the time. Thank you, Joan. However, of course there's going to be a however, on last Friday, I heard you say to a caller, I don't give a damn about. That was the first time I'd heard you use profanity, though. It's okay for us to disagree with someone or something, dot, dot, dot. Best regards, Joan. I don't remember what I was saying that I don't give a damn. You'll pardon me for repeating it again. I don't make it worse. I don't know what I was expressing a non-concern about, but I think that's a fair point of view. And again, do I feel that my language should be more careful on the air than in personal conversation? Sure, but don't you think, Joan, that generally, especially with so many more potent words that are used all the time, that things like the H word that rhymes with swell, and the D word that rhymes with clam. And again, I think back in Gilbert and Sullivan in the HMS Pinafore, when he talks about the captain of the Pinafore, he says, I never use a big, big D, meaning that word that rhymes with clam. And the crew says, what, never? No, never. What, never? Well, hardly ever. Okay. That show was written 150 years ago, about, and I do think that generally this has been one of those things that has changed in society, even as we have lived. There's a famous story about Bess Truman, who was a wife of President Truman, and she was having tea with some Democratic ladies who said that that basically if they couldn't, they needed to clean up President Truman's language. They thought he was using too much unacceptable language. And they said, and Bess Truman, the first lady, asked, well, okay, I'll bring this to the president. I'll tell him, what word did you object to? Said, oh, that's easy. The other day he said on national radio that the Republican platform was a pile of manure. And Bess sort of smiled a little bit. She says, you have no idea how hard I had to fight to get him to say manure. And that was okay, because he was give him, you'll pardon the expression, hell, Harry. Which was one of his nicknames. Now, going back to Truman, who was an active politician in the 1940s, the 1940s were beautifully captured in a great 1983 Christmas movie. It's a special favorite of Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. And it's actually a holiday tradition for some to listen to this moment of recollection by Ralphie about his father, his old man, in the course of the movie. Listen.
It's a clinker! That blasted stupid furnace, that gummit! Oh, for Christ's sake, open up the damper, will you? Who the hell turned it all the way down? Again? Oh, blast it. Blurb, Oh, you blunt-headed, rattle feet,
in the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Okay, and the transcript of the curses, which have been painstakingly recorded and translated, he says, "Aha, it's a clinker, that blasted stupid furnace, dadgummit." And then he stomps downstairs near a loud crash, and it says, "Ow, damn skates." cough, hacking cough. And then he says, "Oh, for cripes' sake, open up the damper, will ya? Who the hell turned it all the way down? Again, aw, blast it, poop, flirt, rattle trap, camel flirt, you blonker, rattle feet, struggle frat." And then there's additional crashing noises. And the old man says, "Of a womp, sack, butt, ratter, bottom, fodder." And then the comment, at the very end, the old man's still cursing. He says, "Smick, melly, womp, walker, drop, dumb, fratten, house, snickle, fifer." Yeah, it does sound a little bit like Dr. Seuss. Again, I think that the ubiquity of much worse language, the fact that it's just everywhere now, has taken a little bit of the fun and the spice away from the use of language like that. For instance, in the campaign of 1912, President Taft, who was a sitting president, accused President Theodore Roosevelt of being a honeyfuggler. He really did. And it turns out, people went to their dictionaries, there is an actual meaning for honeyfuggler. But we will get to that. The American population could actually be producing a lot of blue language because it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. And that's very problematic, particularly in 17 states that are actually losing population, not just experiencing slow population growth. Why does it matter? Why is it happening? What does it mean? We'll be speaking to Nicholas Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
What I'm hearing is not only offensive and shameful, it's dangerous.
The Michael Medved Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is citing progress in reducing supply chain bottlenecks.
Packages are moving. Gifts are being delivered. Shelves are not empty.
Biden holding a meeting of his supply chain task force and saying the economy is continuing a robust recovery. Without proof, he said the economy was in a state of crisis when he took office. Folks will be taking trains, planes, and automobiles this holiday season. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record year of 2019, with more than 109 million Americans estimated to travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. More than 100 million are expected to drive, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. All's quiet in Washington, with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing for all of us that it should be the most wonderful time of the year. The not a wonderful time for a key measure for the future of the U.S. economy. That is on population growth. And the report that was in headlines today, the news came out yesterday, is that the Census Bureau figures showed the lowest increase in population, 0.1%, for the country in the nation's history. We started doing censuses in 1790. And America's grown and grown and grown and grown. Some years prodigiously, not so much now. To tell us what's going on about all of this, why there is such a disastrous decline in American growth, and why it is that we might actually be looking at a population decrease. A number of states have population decreases. By the way, the states with the biggest population decreases, according to the Census Bureau, New York lost the most people deciding to get out of town. I guess that was before Andrew Cuomo resigned. But then followed by Illinois, by Hawaii, by California, and then the biggest decline of all dropped 2.9%, District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., So, Nick Eberstadt, you follow these statistics very closely. First of all, does it strike you that the states with the biggest decline in population all have something in common?
I can't imagine what you're talking about, Michael. Nobody could see that, could they?
Yeah, well,
Some people can vote with their feet, I guess. That's one way of voting.
Yeah, and vote to preserve their money from the raids by the tax man. Those are among, I think that might even be the highest tax states and overall level of taxes, New York, Illinois, Hawaii, California, and District of Columbia. Those are very heavily taxed states.
There is a family resemblance there. There is a family resemblance there.
Yeah, and by the way, the states that actually grew the most, which I think is fascinating, it turns out that they are Montana, Utah, Idaho, Florida, Texas, and Arizona, which are kind of opposite-leaning politically.
Sure. Well, that's got to do with domestic migration, of course. But the headline number that you were describing has to do with the overall totals for our country. And what we saw last year and this year, and this is not going to surprise anybody, is a catastrophic mortality upsurge. Despite everything, an estimated sharp drop in net immigration and a continuing downturn in births in the country. You put all of those together, and by the Census Bureau's calculations, first take, even 2021 is not over yet, but by their first take, we'll have slower growth for our country this year than we had with the Spanish flu a century ago, which was a pretty calamitous event.
Yes, I mean, percentage-wise, a far higher number of people actually died. The pandemic is clearly part of this. What's fascinating to me is you wrote a book in 2010 about the demographic crisis in Russia. And just looking at that book, and I should mention that Nick Eberstadt holds the Henry Wendt Chair in Political Economy at American Enterprise Institute. But your book about Russia's demographic crisis has been prophetic, because you were talking about the fact that they're losing population and what it would mean for their economy and everything else. Is the United States in any danger of going in that same direction?
Well, some of the trends we see, Michael, as you know, are a little bit too close to comfort, for, you know, with comparison to what I wrote about with Russia. We have had our own deaths of despair problem over the last couple of decades. This has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. We've had a slow and stagnant life expectancy trends for a while in the U.S. before the drop from this calamity. We've also seen a decline in fertility, a real change in family formation patterns in the United States since the crash of 2008 or the election of Obama, whichever milestone you prefer to mark that by. But up until then, the U.S. was really a country marked by demographic exceptionalism. We had way more births per woman than most rich countries. But we're becoming a lot more European, and Russia, of course, is a European country. I don't think that we need to fear that we're going to have the same sort of calamity, disaster of high education, low human capital that we see in Russia. That's just a perverse facet of their dismal political economy. But I don't think that we can rest on our laurels in any sense, because I think the United States is a lot less well poised to cope with population stagnation or population decline today than it would have been a generation ago.
And one of the things that people always used to say is that, well, we have such a massive rate of immigration, and particularly there's a great deal of criticism for the Biden administration opening up the borders. But what you're saying is, and the Census Bureau says this in their numbers, that the net immigration, in other words, the number of people who have entered the United States minus the number of people who have left the United States, the net impact of immigration is actually down.
Net migration is down, if you go by the Census Bureau's figures, it's down a lot since the George W. Bush era. And back in that era, about one out of eight men or women in their late 20s have been born in Latin America. That share is down. Before the COVID disaster, that share had been cut in half. And we don't always appreciate big changes in trends like that while they're going on, but because they're kind of silent. But silently, that is the direction that things have been changing.
Why should people be concerned in the moments remaining to us about a slowdown in our population growth? Is zero population growth not desirable?
Some people would say it's very desirable for saving the planet. Look at the... I think there are reasons to be worried about this. Now, just look at the components. An upsurge in death rates, that's obviously bad. An attenuation or move to permanent below replacement fertility, I think that signals something, a real change in mentality and a lack of confidence on the part of people who'd be old enough to have families. And to the extent that migration decline signals that the United States is a less attractive venue, I don't think that that should fill us with a lot of confidence either.
Nick Eberstadt, we've posted some of his material at our website at michaelmedved.com. Appreciate your perspective more about the shift of population right here in the United States and what it means about the political future for the Democratic Party. We'll be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, I had done a little tease that I have not forgotten about. And it was a tease about the fact that the term honeyfuggler was thrown around in a political campaign. And it was a response to Theodore Roosevelt, who was running for president as an independent Progressive Party, Bull Moose Party candidate. He had competed for the Republican nomination, didn't win it because he was running against the incumbent president, his former friend, William Howard Taft. And they were old friends. And they were both big intellectuals. And they found interesting ways to insult each other. Theodore Roosevelt, as I said, used the term puzzle wit, which is a Shakespearean term. And there's also disagreement on what it means. And President Taft hit back by calling Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, a honeyfuggler. And what it means is a honeyfuggler is one who honeyfuggles. Honeyfuggling means deceiving people with sweet talk, with honey-hued speech. And no, it's nothing obscene. But it sounds that way, right? Now see, you would find that, you would learn that, about that exchange in our history program about the amazing Theodore Roosevelt, the death-defying Theodore Roosevelt, and why it is that he truly is one of the greatest, not only one of the greatest presidents, but one of the greatest figures to serve as president. And those American history programs are all available free to download if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. Now, the membership costs what comes to 22 cents a day. It's really not expensive. It's $79 for an entire year, which gives you access to our daily podcast of this show anytime you want. It's commercial free. And then you also have access to any of the American history programs at medvedhistorystore.com. You can take a look at the titles. There are about 80 of them. And it covers a great range of American history. And it's a great Christmas gift. Go to medvedhistorystore.com or michaelmedved.com to help avoid being described as a honeyfuggler. Okay, speaking of honeyfugglers, there's no way really to treat in any positive way or any particularly positive light the figures on U.S. population and life expectancy. And first of all, life expectancy it impacts everybody, obviously. But new federal figures, because it's either you or somebody you love or somebody you care about or somebody you depend upon. If people are living less in the United States, and no, it's not all because of the pandemic, though the pandemic plays a part. It's not all because of deaths of despair and drug overdoses and suicides, both of which are up dramatically. But this is just stunning. New federal figures, writes the Wall Street Journal, show a deeper than previously reported decline in U.S. life expectancy last year as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. Final data released today by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that Americans' life expectancy fell 1.8 years to 77 years in 2020, meaning a typical American will be losing almost 2 years of life instead of living 79 years as we used to. It's now down to 77 years in 2020. The drop was 0.3% more than that of provisional estimates released in July 2021. It remains the biggest life expectancy decline since at least World War II. CDC figures released last month show that the U.S. recorded its highest number of drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period ever that ended in April. Elizabeth Arias, a demographer at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics and an author of the report, said, "I knew there was going to be a decline, but I didn't expect it to be this large." And then there's this news of the shift in population in the United States. 17 states actually lost population. Lost population. They were led by New York, which lost a full 1.6%, followed by Illinois, and then Hawaii. Now, why would Hawaii be the subject of a major population loss? Everybody likes to vacation in Hawaii. It's the economy, and it's the taxes, which are among the most crushing taxes anywhere in the country. And so you go from Hawaii to California, which has recorded only its second decline ever in population. The first decline was last year. And then the District of Columbia, which had a very significant drop of 2.9%. Now, what states gained population? The states that gained population were, in order, Utah, which did very well, Idaho, Montana, Florida, Texas, and Arizona. And again, you can say that, well, Florida's not really a Republican state. Yeah, except guess what? It has a Republican governor and a Republican House of the legislatures. Both houses of the legislatures, both the Senate and the State Assembly, are Republican. And in all of those states that you named right now, they are all solidly Republican states, the ones that are gaining population, which is actually something that people ought to take note of. If you value economic growth, then of course it matters how you're going to tax people and treat people. And this is one of the problems that the Democratic Party is experiencing right now. It's a demographic problem, and there's a new poll taken by Doug Schoen, a former aide to Bill Clinton, that shows that Democrat losses could be even greater than anticipated in 2022. There's more about the death of the Build Back Better bill, the BBB. A reporter named Jackie Heinrich was speaking to Jen Psaki today about the BBB, and it sounded like this, clip 5.
We know that the White House and Senator Manchin are sort of at loggerheads about some of the programs and priorities of Build Back Better, but we now know that he ultimately pulled the plug in that interview on Sunday because he was upset with White House staff naming him singularly in the Thursday statement from the president. And we've been told about some of his objections to that that were shared with the White House. Has the staffer who is, we suppose, responsible for putting his name in there, have they faced any retribution for this or been spoken to about it?
You know, Jackie, I haven't seen all of the comments that Senator Manchin has made on this. I know that there's been reporting on this, but I haven't seen him speak in depth about the specifics of what has upset him. I can dig further if that exists out there beyond the reporting. But what I would tell you is that we have been working with Senator Manchin for months now. The president has known him for years. Many of the White House senior staff have known him for years as well. It doesn't mean that there aren't moments of disagreement or frustration. Of course there are. This is legislating. That's the nature of sometimes how it gets done. But our objective and our focus now is moving forward, both with our relationship with Senator Manchin and our efforts to get Build Back Better done, to have discussions with other members of the Democratic caucus. And we're going to spend less time looking in the rearview mirror and more about looking forward.
Trying to get it done. They're not giving up. There's this comment by the reporter and another response from Psaki. Listen, clip six.
Is there going to be a softer, I guess, approach in dealing with Senator Manchin and some of the other, you know, Democrats in the party who have been very vocal about being disappointed in him? Is there sort of a shift in strategy since this all blew up over bullying?
Well, again, I wouldn't characterize it that way, Jackie, but I would tell you that Senator Manchin is somebody who has won many tough-fought fights in West Virginia. He comes proudly from a coal mining family. He's a pretty outspoken advocate for the things he believes in and the things he doesn't, and I would doubt he's a withering flower on the side of the road. So,
no, he's not a withering flower on the side of the road. He might be flourishing with a new label, however, and we will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.